Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're talking today about our DTS weight loss program here at the Prather Practice, part two. And welcome back, Elaine and John. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Elaine is our wellness coach here at the Prather Practice, and we're glad to have her. You're doing a lot of coaching now, coaching staff, and it's January, that time of year. Everybody's making goals, and weight loss has a lot to do with it. John, we're glad you're here. Let's talk about the importance of medical weight loss. We do medical weight loss here. Why is that important?
There's a couple factors why medical weight loss is important. The main thing is a lot of people are eating less but not losing weight, and we really want to cancel out underlying causes because obesity is a disease, and there can be many reasons that someone is overweight. Sometimes it's just not knowing what to do and what to eat properly, and that's the case for a lot of people, but there's thyroid conditions and there's food allergies and there's many different reasons why a person cannot lose weight. So we want to cancel those out. We want to make sure that their body is ready for that weight loss because the body is smart and it can fight you making the effort. There's a lot of causes. So it's really important that they see our nurse practitioner, they give blood work, and then they also see our coach. So there's a lot of steps to our program. The reason why we have all those steps is because we want our patient to succeed. Not everybody's different. Not everybody loses weight exactly the same. So our programs are very tailor-made, and so is our care, and that's why it's important that they do all the steps, and that's why medical weight loss is so important versus just getting a food plan and trying to do that and not seeing results or permanent results is the big thing.
Yeah, and I know in our part one, Dr. Prather talked about why that is so important, what's found on blood work, why, what are we looking for that might hinder someone from weight loss.
Exactly. And, you know, if your body chemistry isn't in line, you might lose weight, but you might be losing muscle. You know, we need to make sure that you're losing the correct kind of weight and you're not hurting your body in any way. And
Yeah, I know there was that Atkins diet. I don't hear much about it anymore, do you? But that was affecting people's kidneys and people were losing muscle instead of fat. That's why it's so important. You do not want to be losing muscle just to say, hey, I'm losing weight.
Because then you're skinny fat. That's not a good thing.
No, skinny fat is not a good thing. If the blood work is not okayed for HCG, are there other options?
Yeah, you know, it's important to look at the body in one big moving piece, you know. And so when Dr. Prather looks at the blood work, he makes sure that overall, you know, individual parts of the body are doing okay. So for example, say the thyroid is out of whack. Well, we're going to need to get that figured out first in order for the body to be moving properly and that type of thing. And if, you know, there's some areas that we need to work on first, vitamin D, thyroid, iron, something like that, then we'll really focus on a diet to not only work on those pieces of the blood work, but also to enhance weight loss efforts as well. So there's definitely different things we can do in order to have weight loss happen, but without hurting the body or anything like that. So,
and I liked what you said, John, the importance of the nurse practitioner. Also, we do a body comp analysis. Did you want to talk more about that? And then the coaching is very important.
We do a body composition analysis. And the reason why we like to do that is to test your BMI, your body fat percentage, your water balance, and then something we call a phase angle. With that, a lot of people in the medical world are just going off of BMIs. Actually, that's the standard. And the issue with that is that doesn't take into account with muscle, and because I'm a fairly big guy, I like to lift heavy things and put them back down. And I am considered morbidly obese just because of my muscle size.
Through the BMI.
Through the BMI, yeah. But my body fat, I'm at probably 16, 17% on my body fat. So that's why I like our body comp analysis versus just taking the BMI on someone, because that doesn't really give you accurate. There's so many different body types out there that it's just, it's ridiculous. So that's why we like to do the BCA. It gives us a lot of points to work with, and it allows us to keep track of your results as you go through, your body fat percentage, making sure you get enough water, and then the phase angle. I think Dr. Prather has talked a little bit about that before on some other podcasts, but basically the connectivity of your cells.
Yeah, how healthy your cells are. Very important.
And we can do a before and after comparison too. So our first step when I have a consult with a patient is to do a BCA at the beginning. Where are we starting at? And, you know, because it'll give us your body fat percentage and also your muscle percentage. And those percentages can move a lot without the scale moving a lot. So if someone is getting discouraged that the scale isn't dropping as quickly or as much as they would want to, then we would do a quick BCA and we would show that, yeah, you're losing fat and you're switching your fat over into muscle, which is awesome progress. So it just gives us a really good idea of what's going on and where things are going, make sure things that are that we're working on are going in the right direction, that type of thing, too.
And you also do measurements, correct?
Yes.
Because inches. I know we had a testimony last week, Brandy, just the inches and being able to wear shirts.
Sure.
That she wasn't able to wear.
Yeah, especially in women, the number of inches lost in women is extremely high. I just measured a client yesterday, and her total inches lost was 15 and a half inches, which is, it's crazy, craziness. Mm-hmm. So she lost 4 inches alone in her midsection. Wow. So right, I measured right around her belly button. And yeah, I mean, it's
time for a new wardrobe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing. Yeah. We measure, and she, you know, I measure the neck. That's something new that I've started. And usually I don't see a lot of drop in that. But in hers, I think she lost like an inch and a half in her neck. And she was like, yeah. She said, at night, I would lay down and I would just feel like this big clump under my face. And she was like, I don't feel that anymore. And I'm like, awesome. That's a good thing. So yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to see. And I mean, she lost 31 pounds as well, and she also lost 15 inches, which is just, it's great. I mean, it's, yeah, she did really, really well. So it's good to see the before and after, see the numbers, see the difference. Yeah.
That's going to be really encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really encouraging.
Yeah, we always want to make sure someone is set up to succeed, and that's why blood work is so big. We want the structure, your structure to be there before you build the house, you know. We don't want your body to be shaky and there be questionable blood work and issues with the thyroid or iron or other issues. Our first priority before losing the weight is your health, and throughout our weight loss program, your health is our number one priority versus you just losing the weight. And I think that's the difference with our weight loss program versus a lot of programs out there. They're excited that you lost the weight, that's great, but you could be affecting your liver, your kidneys, hurting your thyroid even more. There's so many factors, and that's why medical weight loss is so important, because weight loss is a drastic stress on your body. We want to be overseeing that and watching that and making sure that it's correct for you.
And I was thinking, you know, even where women keep, I'm a woman, so, you know, I think about where my fat, the triceps, right, the belly fat. If you increase that fat, you can just think of it just plastering fat on you, and it weighs you down, makes you sluggish.
Your joints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then toxins are going to the, they're looking for places, they go right to those fat cells and then start disease process.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, sometimes people come in, they're like, well, can I get started on HCG today? And it's like, well, no, we want to make sure that we're taking the right steps, and that's for the patient's benefit. We want to make sure that this is the best option for them, that their body is in the prime state to do HCG. And I mean, we get our blood results back within 72 hours. So, I mean, you know, so it is rather quick, but, you know, it's for the patient's benefit to make sure that everything is ready to go.
Yeah. And that helps them too. What I like also too, Elaine, as coach, you're working directly with our medical staff, with the nurse practitioner. How effective is that for the patient?
Yeah. It's, you know, if a patient asks me a question particular to blood work, I don't have to say, well, let me Google it or let me get an answer and I'll get back to you. You know, I can walk right outside my room and ask a question of Dr. Prather or nurse practitioner or whoever, and I get an answer right away, which is really helpful. And, you know, if they have a question, they can talk to them because they're immersed in our practice. So they're actively seeing our nurse practitioner and our nutritionists. And so, you know, it's a full package care. So, yeah, they, you know, they are very much involved in their care and they know what's going on. And, you know, when they walk in the office, multiple people are saying, hey, you look great. How are things going? You know, so everyone's involved in their care, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's great. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the power of HCG.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What role does structure function care play in treating infertility?
What we're looking at with the structure function care is basically there are things that are out of balance and through the system. There are toxins, there are infections, there are other different types of things that could be going on through the system that is preventing the body from becoming pregnant or even carrying a pregnancy to term. Mm-hmm. Determining what those are, figuring out the proper course, is where we really shine through and just getting people healthy.
So what would you, someone coming in, you know, with infertility, what would they experience? What diagnostics would you recommend?
Very thorough blood test. And mm-hmm. we'd be looking at all the different basic functions of the body. We need to know, are there toxicities? Are there infections that are going on? Are there other different types of issues? Toxins. So blood work would be very, very important. We would also need to do a hair analysis. The reason that we're looking at that is there are certain types of heavy metals that are very well known to cause infertility. Lead would be a very direct one, and hair analysis is an excellent way to pick that up. We would also want to do a see what's going on in the gut, because mm-hmm. it has a lot to do with immune system. Matter of fact, we usually find the key to endometriosis, which is a big reason why women can't get pregnant, mm-hmm. Coming from the gut. Mm-hmm. So as we fix the gut, the endometriosis goes away. So that's an important type of way, just really checking the body from head to toe. We need to know what the hormones are doing, you know, just every single different aspect on that. Also, we need to determine the fat percentage mm-hmm. of the body.
Does that affect infertility?
It does. You can actually be too low on your fat percentage or too high. Mm-hmm. The happy rate for best fertility is a body fat percentage of between 20 and 25% for a female. Mm-hmm. And that's where women are the most fertile. You know, the fat percentage is also a very important part because it changes the pH of the body. It mm-hmm. changes the endocrine system. The farther away from that number that you get, the less likely that you would actually be able to get pregnant. Fat will actually produce hormones, and they aren't the good kind of hormones. A male who has a too high of a fat percentage, their fertility rate actually drops.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about DTS weight loss program here at the Prather Practice. This is part two of a part two series, and I have Elaine and John with us. And we're talking on this segment about the HCG. The founder of HCG is Dr. Simeon. Mm-hmm. Elaine, tell us a little bit about Dr. Simeon and how we came up with HCG.
Yeah, so Dr. Simeon is the founder of the HCG diet. He is the reason why it works, and he did all the research behind it. So what he was and what he did. So he was a world-renowned doctor, endocrinologist to be specific, and he was studying pregnant women over in India. And he discovered that despite the women being very malnourished, they weren't taking in a lot of food, they were giving birth to healthy babies. And so he was like, how is that happening? It doesn't make much sense. So after research, he discovered that the HCG hormone, which is a hormone that is naturally produced in women during pregnancy, it was acting as a backup generator, essentially, to nourish the baby despite the mother not taking in sufficient amount of calories. So it was tapping into the stored fat of the mother as a source of energy. So he was
interesting.
He's like, I wonder what I could do with that. And so then the HCG diet was born. So that's what he found out. And then he did the research behind what foods work, what foods don't work with HCG, and that's how he came up with it. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And HCG stands for what?
Human chorionic gonadotropin.
And it's a pregnancy hormone.
Correct.
And if men take it, they're not going to get pregnant.
No, they won't. No. No.
Yeah. Get that question.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it okay for men and women? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and hence why we call it HCG for short, because human chorionic gonadotropin is quite a mouthful. But so they've switched it.
Sounds a little scary.
Yeah. So they've switched it into a weight loss hormone, and what it does is it burns an extra 3,500 calories in your body a day. So average weight loss is between half a pound and a pound daily, which is awesome. So it works off the fat store. So as we were talking about earlier, with weight loss, you have to make sure it's focusing on the fat. You do not want to burn your muscle. Mm-hmm. And so that's what HCG focuses on. It. In fact, HCG does not work unless there is fat in your body. So, for example, when we do a BCA, if someone's fat percentage is right where we need it to be, we don't want to do HCG because then it's going to drop their fat percentage too low and it's not going to work properly and that type of thing. So, HCG has to work off of the fat in the body. And it stabilizes the metabolism as well. So even after you're done with HCG, it doesn't cause sudden weight gain. You go into a maintenance phase. That's basically the ideal diet that anyone should be eating, which we'll talk about later. And so it's going off the HCG doesn't cause any health issues or weight gain or anything like that. So it's, and the side effects of HCG are actually pretty phenomenal. You can always tell when someone's on it because they feel really good. They have a lot of energy. For men, it boosts their testosterone in their body, so they're feeling better, obviously. Women usually have low testosterone, and it needs a little bit of a boost, so when we take it, we feel good too. So, if I have to say, like, a negative effect of it, sometimes if people are pretty poor eaters before they go on it, when you do go on a pretty strict clean diet, it can cause a detox effect for the first couple of days, so sometimes the headache comes along with it, but I mean, some water will help get rid of that, get the toxins out. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you talked about, stabilizes the metabolism. Does it, you know, our body likes to be a certain way.
Yes.
So the HCG is breaking that down and then putting our body at a whole different weight set.
Correct.
Kind of like setting the brain.
Yes.
It's kind of tricking the brain to think, hey, this is your new
exactly
set weight. Okay.
Yeah. So before people, you know, they'll come in for a consult and they'll say, hey, like, I'll lose weight, but I'll come right back up to this weight. Mm-hmm. And so that's their weight that their body has
that number
set. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when they lose the weight, the maintenance phase is setting your hypothalamus to that new weight. So, you know, you may go on vacation, have a good time, come back, get right back on your healthy lifestyle, and you'll come right back down to that weight that you set your body at. Mm-hmm. Or, say you do another HCG round after the first one, which is doable if you need to lose more weight, that new weight will be the weight that your body sets at. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so effective. It avoids the yo-yo. It changes where your body sits at as far as the weight.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, this is done through injections?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot out there.
Oh, yeah.
There is some, you know, you hear people getting things offline, and what do you...
Yeah, with with every diet, there's some kind of controversy, and I think with HCG, it's HCG itself versus the eating and what have you. A lot of people are getting it offline. I've even seen droppers in stores that, like your local GNC, it says HCG on a dropper. The quality needs to be there for this, for this kind of diet. You can't drop that low of calories and then not have the quality of it, of the right HCG. Mm-hmm. Ours has to be ordered by a nurse practitioner. It's chemically compounded. Mm-hmm. It's done in a lab, and it has to be shipped to us. So it's the quality's there. It's not over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You can't, if you want to do this diet, you can't go and just buy an over-the-counter HCG. It has to be injection, the dropper. It just, a lot of stomach acid gets in the way. You don't absorb the HCG. And so orally, HCG is not great.
Right, right. And you'll see that people will buy that offline, and you don't know.
You have no idea what's in it, which is kind of scary. You know, that people are buying something offline and injecting their body with it or putting it in their mouth, because, and that's why HCG gets a bad rap, because mm-hmm. people are buying it offline with Lord knows what's in it, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work or it makes them sick. And so, yeah, just make sure that it's, you know, you're getting it from a good source. And also, like we said earlier, you know, we do the blood work to make sure that HCG is going to do your body good. And mm-hmm. you know, if your body is not gonna take HCG well, then yeah, taking it is not going to go well.
Right.
So you right. have to take the right steps.
So why is it so effective? You said, I know for women and men it's different, those darn men.
I know.
They lose 1 to 2 pounds a day. I mean, yeah. it just comes right off.
Yeah.
And then for women it can be a half a pound to a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a lull. I know when we were sharing with Brandy, she averaged that, and mm-hmm. some days there might not have been a loss, but there was a makeup, you know, two mm-hmm. days down mm-hmm. down the road. But why is it so effective?
Sure. So it's weight loss that, you know, say someone has 100 pounds to lose. Average weight loss without being on HCG is a pound a week. So mm-hmm. essentially that's 2 years if you're losing a pound a week, which I'll admit, if I had 100 pounds to lose
mm-hmm.
and I wrap my mind around it and that's going to take 2 years, I'm not going to do it. You know, that's a long time to be committed to, you know, going to the gym and eating well and, you know, that type of thing. That's hard to wrap our, it's daunting.
It's overwhelming.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so knowing that you can lose 1 to 2 pounds daily safely and it's effective and you're going to keep it off is just, it's so much easier and it's exciting. And I mean, who doesn't want to get on the scale every morning and see the number go down?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. And it, you know, it's rejuvenating and it gets you excited and that type of thing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, of course the men do lose more, but women lose a lot more in the inches, mm-hmm. which if I had a choice, I'd want to lose more in the inches because that's where it's, you know, visually.
Right.
It looks awesome. And yeah. I mean, men lose in the inches too, but.
But that woman with the neck, that's, yeah. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
Because us women over 50.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, also, it is a limited number of calories that you're taking in with the HCG as well. And a lot of people, like John was saying, have this, if I don't eat a lot, then I'll lose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you're basically shooting yourself in the foot, because if you don't take in enough calories, then you put your body into freak out mode and it automatically stores it as fat. So you're doing yourself a disfavor. It's not getting you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the HCG focuses on the fat, so you can go down to low calorie count without feeling fatigued. You're not doing your body any wrong, and you're losing weight at the same time. So, yeah, it works.
And it's okay for both men and women.
Yes.
Talked about. In fact, even men feeling really good on it because the testosterone.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an energy boost. It's okay for both men and women. As far as people who can't do HCG, of course, Dr. Prather approves every single patient that does it. So at the end of the day, it's his decision, which I respect that definitely. Pregnant women cannot do it. If you're breastfeeding, you cannot do it. Over 70 years old, I get kind of hesitant. I just want to get Dr. Prather's approval on it. And then obviously for the blood work reasons would be someone that cannot do it. But
mm-hmm.
for everything else, we can work with, you know, if they're vegetarian, whatever, you know, we can work with it.
Yeah, what about, because it's a specific diet.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Certain.
And it's no fancy foods. You don't have to go to some, like, crazy, weird grocery store. I mean, uh-huh. it's, you can find it at any grocery store. And it's foods that everyone eats every day. It's lean beef, it's celery, it's romaine lettuce. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing fancy, which is a good thing.
So one thing you had mentioned is possible headaches as a side effect. Yeah. Any other side effects that you've...
I do ask people to drink as much water as possible during the HCG program. And if that is a big increase, sometimes people's bodies aren't used to it and they deplete their electrolytes. So sometimes they can get muscle cramping or something like that. But if that's the case, I just have them add a little salt to their water or take down the water a little bit. But besides that, no. I mean, the first couple of days you might be a little hungry, so maybe some stomach growling, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to deal with in order to lose, you know, 1 or 2 pounds a day, then that's all right.
Good. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the specifics of the diet.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Every morning, like clockwork, at 7 a.m., I pee. Unfortunately, I don't wake up till 8.
Are you ready to get fit in 2018? TriFit is an all-inclusive day of fitness featuring everything related to healthy lifestyle that Indy has to offer. With Indy's top gyms and fitness providers under one roof, this is the one-stop shop to find the lifestyle change you are looking for. The Prather Practice will be there with a booth, so be sure to stop by to say hello and learn more about our DTS weight loss program. The TriFit event will be held Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. You will receive a free trial to all local gyms featured at the event. There will be interactive group fitness classes every half hour, and you'll sample healthy nutrition from local providers. Try out the most popular fitness centers in Indy and smash those New Year resolutions. That's TriFit, Indy's all-inclusive day of fitness, Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. For more information, check out the link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. So we're talking today about the DTS weight loss program here at The Prather Practice, and we have Elaine and John. And Elaine, you're our wellness coach here, and you meet with people. You're their cheerleader. And... patients are, they love working with you. They're encouraged, and you just do a great job.
Thank you.
Here at the Prather Practice. So let's talk about the HCG diet, because it's in phases. And I know Brandy, and when she shared her testimony, she loved the loading phase. Some people don't like that. They're not used to all that fatty food.
Sure.
Let's go over each phase.
Sure, okay. Yeah. So there's three phases, like Lisa said, and so we'll start with the first phase. So, and this is going to sound a little weird because not a lot of diets start like this, but so the first 3 days of the HCG diet, you are going to eat high-fat foods. And, I mean, I'm talking like guacamole, cheeseburgers, French fries, potato chips. I always tell people to get after it. So if there's...
You know, sign me up.
Right? Yeah. So if you have a craving in the back of your mind for pizza or hot fudge sundae, I just tell them to get out of their systems. You don't want to hold back in this phase. Now, with that being said, though, it's high fat, not high carbohydrate. So say you have a loaf of bread and then you have a bag of shredded cheese. I'm going to have you get after the shredded cheese for a couple of reasons. Carbohydrates can kind of be a slippery slope as far as that goes. So, you know, they can trick the brain with the sugar and all that. So I don't really want to go down that road. And then also the HCG has to have an active fat store to work off of to get it started. So a lot of, when I say that, a lot of patients are like, oh, there's plenty of fat for them to work off of, which may be true, but it has to have the active, like not stored fat. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been stored into their cells
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people will say, well, can I just skip this?
Exactly.
And they're not going to get the same results, are they?
Right, they are not. So they, if they decide to skip this phase, I always tell them that they will be extremely hungry come phase two. They might, you know, slip, they might cheat or something like that, which that's time wasted. And yeah, so not only is this phase fun, but it's also really, really important. So it's 3 days. They will gain weight. I can almost guarantee that. So, but they will lose it quickly. They'll usually lose it within the first 2 days of phase two. They probably will not feel too good, but I always have them get a before picture as well while they're loading. That is going to be obviously the largest photo that they'll see, because from then on out, they'll start losing. Yeah, so that's kind of the story of phase two.
So why active fat? Is it because it attacks the active fat and then it wakes up the other stored fat?
Yes.
And then just eats through it at that point?
Exactly. So that's what gets it jump started, and then it starts eating, for the lack of a better term, it starts going after the stored fat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what in this phase? So you're just talking about phase one.
Mm-hmm.
How many days is that?
3 days.
3 days.
Yes.
So they're eating like that for 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah, just thinking about that, I get a little nauseous.
Right? Which is crazy because...
But maybe they're like, you know, after that, are people like, I've never eaten another cheeseburger.
Right. Or some people, they'll say, well, I already eat like that. And I'm like, oh boy, well...
Keep doing it.
And so I always have people also kind of look at their calendar if they have a birthday coming up, or a lot of people loaded on New Year's Eve and then on the second they started phase two. So you kind of want to look at what you have going on and plan accordingly for that. So yeah.
Great. So what is included then in the diet? You get cookbook, lipo injections.
Yes.
Your cell phone number.
Yeah. That costs extra. Just kidding. So, yes, what we said, the lipotropic injections. So what that is, it's a vitamin injection. And it's an injection that you get here in the office. I recommend getting them 2 times per week. And they're given by our medical assistants in the back. And what it is it's a vitamin injection for an energy boost. And then it has fat-burning properties in it as well. So... the benefit of those is when you drop down to the low calorie count, sometimes that can cause a dip in the energy level, and I don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what the lipo injection has in it, it has vitamin B12, B-complex, vitamin B6, and then MCB. And those all have different properties in them, why their benefit has all different kinds of things. But what it is, it's just it's a boost. I call it a kick in the pants. It's kind of like it gets your body feeling better and keeps it where we want it to be as far as the energy level. And it's got fat burning properties in it too, which, you know, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. And people are getting those, what, twice a week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And they're included in the and they get them twice a week throughout the entire program, even in the maintenance. Yep.
Well, let's go on to phase two. So you talked about phase one, 3 days. Real short lived. Let's discuss phase two. Now there's different options, I know.
Yes. So with phase two, depending on how much weight someone wants to lose, it's either 23 days or 45. So no less than 23, no more than 45. You can go in between there. Just kind of depends on how someone's doing. But 45 days is the max. So phase two is where the bulk of the weight is going to come off. This is where it really pays off to really concentrate, focus, look at your calendar, like I said, to make sure that you don't have any big events coming up. And if you do, then we'll talk about them, figure out a game plan, that type of thing. So what's entailed in that? So phase two begins on the fourth day. So you have day 1, 2, and 3 of the loading. Then day 4 starts phase two. So you start your HCG injections, and you're going to give yourself your injection in the morning. And then you have to wait 4 hours to eat any food. So for breakfast, though, you do get as much tea or coffee, as much as you want, whenever you want, before your shot, after your shot, whenever.
Coffee.
Oh,
people probably like that, right?
Yes.
And keep their coffee.
Exactly. And any type of tea, any type of coffee. So
what about creamer?
You can have as much as 1 tablespoon of milk in 24 hours. So
okay.
If you're someone that has to have creamer, that's fine. But hopefully not. And then stevia can be used.
I have coffee with my cream.
And then stevia can be used if you must use sugar.
Okay.
So that's an option for that. And if they don't like tea or coffee, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And you can have water, too, so that's fine. So whatever they want to do in the morning, they can drink water, tea, coffee, whatever.
Okay, so they're not eating anything for 4 hours.
Correct.
After the injection. And it's usually right when they get up in the morning they do
the
injection.
Yeah, I recommend it. Just so, you know, if you say you don't give yourself your injection till 10, 11, 12, 1. I mean, that's just a long
right.
time to go without any food in your system. So
if you did about 7
yeah.
or before that,
yeah.
you can eat at 11.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So 4 hours later, you get your first meal. And it consists of a protein, vegetable, fruit, and then a breadstick. So you get 3.5 ounces of lean protein, a cup of vegetables, either a Grissini breadstick, which is a type of brand, or Melba toast, which the Melba toast is easier to find. And then you also get a piece of fruit as well. And you get those four choices 2 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you get lunch and you get dinner. Now, you can split it up where you get a snack if you want to. So say you do take your injection at 6, that means you can eat something at 10,
mm-hmm.
and you want something to hold you over until the lunch hour, then you can have your apple as a snack. You can split it up. So it's easy to fit your lifestyle, that type of thing as
right.
well. So, yeah.
Right. And did you say, I think last week you had talked about meal prep,
mm-hmm.
the people that do the meal prep, and John, you're a big meal prep
mm-hmm.
person.
Yes.
What would you say? How would you... help someone through that seem to be the most successful, right?
Yeah.
You never know how your day's gonna pan out, and
right.
you don't know if you're gonna accidentally sleep in, or you don't know if something's gonna pop up in your life, or something during night you're just so tired you don't want to cook. So doing everyday cooking is daunting, and a lot of people can't keep up with that schedule. So I always set up a rhythm in my schedule of every Sunday I put aside 2 hours, maybe 3 if it's necessary, and then just get it done. A lot of Tupperware. I use a lot of Tupperware. I buy a lot of Tupperware. I use a lot of Tupperware. It's
and you're not ashamed to say it.
What? No.
Men in Tupperware.
Yeah, men in Tupperware. That's my dinner plate. But it's the best way to go about it. So I recommend on a weekend to just knock it all out, and you'll just be more successful. You're
mm-hmm.
just setting yourself up for better success.
And I know here with staff, they've done it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have an accountability partner,
mm-hmm.
and some husbands and wives have done it
mm-hmm.
Together, and that's been real effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it just... you're in control of what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, let's face it. Say you don't pack a lunch, then you got to order lunch. Well, sometimes we don't make the best decisions when it comes to going
yeah.
out for
you're
lunch.
You're not going to be going through a drive-thru.
Right.
And you don't know what they're cooking with.
Exactly.
You don't really
yeah.
know, because mm-hmm. you're not handling it. You don't know the calories. You don't
mm-hmm.
know the fat. You don't know the carbs.
Right.
Right.
Yep, exactly.
So this is phase 2.
Yes.
You just anything more on phase 2?
The one important thing to remember is no oil, sugar, or butter can be used in the cooking. That's
mm-hmm.
really, really important. But we do supply a cookbook with the program too, which it's divided into, you know, fish recipes. It's got appetizers. So if you're throwing a dinner party and you want to have some HCG appetizers, you're welcome to. So that helps. And Pinterest is wonderful with recipes as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of
mm-hmm.
places out there to help.
And I know we carry an HCG salad dressing
yep.
that people can use,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
That's hard.
Yep.
So at the end of phase 2, then we go into phase 3.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
So phase 3 is the maintenance phase. So you will complete the HCG phase of phase 2, and then you transition into the maintenance. And maintenance is, it's difficult in a different way. Basically, the ideal diet that anyone should be eating, it's a balanced combination of protein and vegetables and fruit, and it's learning what your body needs and what your body doesn't need, but maintenance is very, very important. That's what avoids the yo-yo dieting and that type of thing. So you learn a lot about yourself during the maintenance phase, and I'll coach you through it, but eventually I'll, you know, there for a while I'm seeing you every week, and then I'll be every 2 weeks, and then every 4 weeks, because I want to, you know, I can't be with you for all of time. So a lot of it is going to be you learning what your temptations are, what your roadblocks are, that type of thing. So, yeah.
Great. Now, I know you get this question, is 500 calories safe?
Correct,
you know?
Yeah.
And what do you tell people?
Yeah, you know, it is because it's for a temporary amount of time. And I am here along the way, same with our nurse practitioner, Dr. Prather, everyone is involved. But the HCG alone is what makes it okay, because it tricks your body into thinking that it has 3,500 calories to burn. And the HCG helps your hypothalamus and your metabolism, so your body does not go into starvation mode or anything like that. So yes, it is okay. It's for a temporary amount of time, and then you go into the maintenance phase. So the answer is yes.
Now, how many times can you do HCG? Because I know some people, they don't want to do the 45 days initially, just the 23, and then see where they're at. And then I know, like Brandy was sharing, then she was going to do the second round. So how many times can you do the HCG program?
Sure. So I always tell people, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew. So if you can only wrap your mind around 23 days of HCG, then only do 23 days. Don't, you know, because some people that decide to do the 45 days on day 35, they're slipping, they're cheating. That's why I tell them, you know what, let's just transition into maintenance, because you don't want to ruin your progress. So you know, if they do stop at 23 or they do stop at 45, you can always do it again. But there is a 6-week dormant stage of maintenance before they can do it again. It gives their body a chance to, you know, restart. Your body gets used to maintenance. It's setting your hypothalamus to that new weight, which we talked about earlier. And then you can transition back into HCG.
Okay. Yep. What about working out on the program?
Yeah. So working out is very important. Now, during phase two, which is the 500 calorie phase, I always tell people it's not about the calorie burn. It's more about you getting used to implementing it into your daily life. So, you know, it's going for a 20-minute walk. It's, you know, doing yoga for 30 minutes or some ab exercises. Just so when you get to maintenance, you're used to going to the gym after work to do an exercise.
It's become like a rhythm. Like
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that way when you get to maintenance, where you can do whatever workout you want to do, you're already used to doing it. It's a routine, like you said. Yeah, so you don't want to work out too much on phase two, because you're not taking in too many calories, and then you become deficient, and then your body doesn't lose as much weight. So it's not about the calorie burn. It's the routine of getting it into your life. Yeah.
Great. We have about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Is there anything specifically you want to share, Elaine or John, on the DTS program?
Yeah, so my patients, or patients, clients, whatever you want to call them, I mean, it's it's really cool listening to their stories. One in particular that I just thought of, I met with her yesterday, and she said that, and I remember first meeting with her when I first went over the loading phase. She was like, yeah, I'm used to eating all these foods, and I don't have a problem eating cheeseburgers. Well, yesterday she's like, I can't remember the last time I had a sandwich. I don't want bread. She's like, I don't really eat pasta. So, I mean, she doesn't even crave, want, or need those things in her life anymore, which is pretty cool.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Very rewarding.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Through the end of February, the Prather Practice will be offering 20% discount on all DTS weight loss programs. The time is now. Call for your free consult at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas Orthogonist adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis and the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control, and is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board-certified Atlas Orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a 3-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your atlas put back into proper position. That is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from The Prather Practice.
Today we are joined by Nancy to share her story from The Prather Practice. Now, Nancy, you've been a patient of ours for how long?
At least 25 years.
Gracious.
Yeah.
So, now there's a particular situation that brought you in most recently, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. What was that?
Well, my back was giving me an extreme amount of pain. I was not even able to walk out to get my mail from the mailbox.
Gracious.
And it just seemed to happen. I probably, it didn't just occur, but the extreme pain did.
Okay. All right. And so were we your first stop? Did you go to any other doctors?
No, I always come to Dr. Prather first for whatever ails me, because he takes a homeopathic approach.
Sure.
And my body responds really well to homeopathic
Sure.
supplements and medicines.
Well, good.
And I know that sometimes we have to do the traditional medical approach, but I try the homeopathic first.
Sure, well, you're a smart lady for coming here first.
Well, he's always been able to help me.
Sure.
So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So walk me through what we did for you, what we diagnosed you with, how we treated you, how those treatments went.
Well, Dr. Prather indicated that I was in the beginning stages of spinal stenosis, and that really scared me. But I wasn't too surprised, because it hurt so badly.
Yeah.
And through a series of several weeks of spinal adjustments and physical therapy, which I am continuing the physical therapy on my own now. They've released me from here, but I'm continuing that at home. And I'm very proud of myself because I'm doing a good job.
Good, doing your homework.
Oh, I am, because I mean, I tell you, my back, it hurt so badly I could hardly move. And through his adjustments and specific supplements that they gave me and the physical therapy, I am now pain-free, which is just amazing to me. And I do not hurt anywhere. And so, you know, thank you very much, Dr. Prather, and Karina, and the entire Prather staff. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. That's good to hear that. And, you know, it's very important to do, you know, the adjustments in the physical and occupational therapy, but it's also good to treat it with supplements. It's good to treat
Absolutely.
Structure function. You know, they both work well together. So that's good that you, and you do supplements for other situations as
well,
too.
Oh, yes. I've done vitamins and minerals and additional homeopathic supplements for years, and I like to think that it has kept me in good shape. And that's why I was rather surprised that this extreme back pain hit me. But I was possibly somewhat to blame for that because I had been a little negligent in doing any kind of physical activity, as I should have been doing. Nobody had prescribed it, but I had not been doing much physical activity. And so it was I really do think it was a blessing in disguise that I had that extreme pain, because through Dr. Prather's adjustments and the physical and occupational therapy, I am now doing the right kind of physical activity to hopefully prevent this that extreme pain from ever recurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really, really pleased. I mean, that's an understatement.
Sure. Wonderful. Well, and you've been with us for quite some time, so I'm sure you've got many, many stories. So for someone out there listening that might be, you know, in intense pain or wondering about supplements or, you know, wondering if physical or occupational therapy really does work, what is some advice that you would give them?
Come see Dr. Prather. I mean, that truly is, I've told many, many people to do that, because, again, it would be silly for us to say that you don't ever need traditional medicine, because mm-hmm. we all need it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, I truly believe, I believe it because it has worked for me and for, I would say, every member of my family, that the homeopathic, the more natural approach, is the best way to go first. And upon occasion, Dr. Prather has even said to me, you need an antibiotic, mm-hmm. you know, when something has been extreme, when I've possibly waited
sure.
too long, or more likely it's just hit so fast. And so he's not against traditional medicine at all, but I'm serious. I tell everybody the homeopathic approach is the best way to start, and in many cases, that's really all you need if you start it soon enough and you keep it up.
Sure. Well, and my fear for you, too, is if you would have gone somewhere else with as much pain as you were in, they would have either written you a prescription for a pain med or something like that, and we'd have a lot bigger issues, and it wouldn't have gotten to the root of the issue either. It would just basically be slapping a Band-Aid on it. And
it just treats the symptoms.
Exactly.
And I don't do well with traditional medicine. I mean, I have a lot of allergies, and the traditional medicines, unless it's an emergency, I avoid them
mm-hmm.
at all costs
mm-hmm.
Because I just am really... I really do well with the homeopathics, and they sometimes take a little longer,
sure.
but they're far better, and that's why only in extreme emergencies do I go to the antibiotics.
Sure, sure. Well, and with going the homeopathic route, you're helping your body heal itself too, which is a good
thing. That's the whole point.
Yes.
I mean, that really is pretty much what happens even when you take the antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
is it gets in there and fights the really bad bacteria and let your body heal itself.
Sure.
And, of course, the antibiotics don't do anything beneficial against a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very serious, and anybody that knows me and knows my family, they know that we've all been very, very homeopathically oriented mm-hmm. for at least 25, 30, 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And we're all in pretty good shape, actually. We just, upon occasion, need to remember to exercise.
Don't we all? Well, Nancy, thank you for sharing your story. And we always love seeing you come in the office. And, you know, that we'll always be here to help you with whatever you might need.
I really appreciate it. And I'm serious. I mean, my family considers Dr. Prather part of our family.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, we've been truly professionally and personally feel that we're very close to him. But I could not recommend him enough. I'm very sincere with that.
Wonderful. Well, Nancy, thank you for sharing your story. And as I said, we'll be here to help you with whatever comes down the road.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you ready to get fit in 2018? TriFit is an all-inclusive day of fitness featuring everything related to healthy lifestyle that Indy has to offer. With Indy's top gyms and fitness providers under one roof, this is the one-stop shop to find the lifestyle change you are looking for. The Prather Practice will be there with a booth, so be sure to stop by to say hello and learn more about our DTS weight loss program. The TriFit event will be held Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. You will receive a free trial to all local gyms featured at the event. There will be interactive group fitness classes every half hour, and you'll sample healthy nutrition from local providers. Try out the most popular fitness centers in Indy and smash those New Year resolutions. That's TriFit, Indy's all-inclusive day of fitness, Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. For more information, check out the link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.